How did you see, you know, two similar goals, especially on the game winner? Guys, we talked about the defensive zone breakdowns. Just how did you see it?
Well, on which goal are you asking?
The two Trouba ones.
Yeah, the game winning goal is just, listen, we've got a defenseman who was getting ready to front a player and decided to look for the puck and got tossed into the net. We want to defend that area of the ice. He might have caught Petrie's skate there, but it was obviously a broken play. I saw Wheeler going as soon as Petrie shot the puck. I knew he was going to stretch. I thought Petey recovered fairly well. He was under great pressure, but you know, when those broken plays happen, there's bodies laying everywhere, and we weren't able to protect the front of our net.
You guys get a second one when you had the lead. How different of a game might it have been?
Well, you never know. It's you never know which way these games are going to ever swing. But after we got down by two, I still liked that our guys were saying the right things on the bench. They were comfortable in the game. They were still in the fight. So it was great to tie it up and send it to overtime. And it's something we're going to have to continue to work on. The one thing that Winnipeg did excellent tonight was they went to the net and they went hard. And it looks like they're trying to take a page out of the LAs and St. Louis's and Anaheim's and bully you at the front of your net. And they did that extremely well tonight. And as our D gets stronger, we'll be able to defend that a little bit better. I thought he battled. I thought he was in the fight in there, and he made some really great saves for us, especially in the second period. I thought he was holding his ground as Winnipeg kept coming to that crease, and that's important. You need your goalie in there fighting like that, and I thought he was good.
You've moved Perron around different lines. Is that to get him going, or you just maybe had other people that were playing better offensively, or?
Yeah, it was sometimes what was going on and who I thought was coming on the other side. But, you know, David's a guy. You can play him anywhere. You can play him on the left side, right side. I wasn't looking to get him going. It was more out of what I was looking from the line as a whole.
Coach, it's obvious your team has a lot of speed and skill. What's been your biggest challenge so far in getting them to play as well as it gets ran off?
Strength, and that'll come with time. We need to play a bigger game, a stronger game, and I think you can see it in that game. We're fine early, and then as the game wears on and the game gets harder and harder, we don't have that strength to quite sustain it for the full 60 minutes. And as these players get more experience and grow, we'll be able to sustain that.
You think that's part of developing an identity for your club?
Well, yeah, I mean, and listen, the identity of the Edmonton Oilers for a long time has been all about skill and 80s Oilers, and the game's not played that way anymore. The game's played the hard way, and our players are slowly buying into it. They see what the top teams are doing, especially over in our conference. These are big, strong, simple teams, and they play extremely hard games. Once we learn to enjoy the hard parts of the game, we'll be much better.
Heading into the season, did you see that as your biggest challenge? And if so, how long did you think that would take to make that conversion?
Well, it's going to take time. Yeah. These guys have to grow and they have to get strength. We have a number of players that aren't very experienced in the league. So it's hard to accelerate strength. It's hard to accelerate size. This is a new way for these guys to play, and there's never any time limit on it. It takes as long as it takes, but moving forward as we grow, that's how we'll be looking to play the game, is that heavier style.
Short-handed goal, you just didn't get the puck in.
Well, yeah, on the break, we're coming off the ice, and the only guy that was skating was the guy with the puck. And then it wasn't the greatest, he tried to get it in behind their D, but we had nobody moving on it, and we didn't recover very well. And that can't happen. It's you get a